Former Deal or No Deal model slam Meghan Markle's claims of being objectified on game show. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 22, 2022. Former Deal or No Deal briefcase models hit back against Meghan Markle's claims of being objectified and treated like a bimbo on the game show. Earlier this week, the pro-abortion D-list celebrity declared on her Archetypes podcast that she was treated like a bimbo and objectified while working as a briefcase girl on Deal or No Deal, adding that she didn't like feeling forced to be all looks and little substance. Former Deal or No Deal model Patricia Cara reacted to Markle's claims, telling Inside Edition that the Duchess of Sussex's alleged experience sounds not at all familiar to her own experience on the game show. "It's unfortunate that she felt that way because in my experience, I have never, ever felt that way," Cara said. Cara also said that there was no bra station for padding, contrary to Markle's claims on her podcast. The former game show model also took to Twitter on Tuesday to react to Markle's claims, writing, "Funny, I remember a group of hardworking, strong-minded, independent women that found great success in the entertainment industry and their personal/professional lives after Deal or No Deal." Donna Feldman, another former Deal or No Deal model, echoed Cara's sentiments, telling Hollywood Life that she was not treated like a bimbo at all. "I have read Meghan's comments about being treated like a bimbo while working on Deal or No Deal, but I have to disagree with what is being said," Feldman remarked. "During my time on the show, neither myself nor anybody else I worked with was ever treated as such, in my opinion. However, it's important to note that everyone has their own experience, and I can only speak for mine," she added. "Everybody knows what you're signing up for when you're hired as a briefcase beauty," Feldman continued. "Being hired based off your looks comes with the territory, and since Deal or No Deal was one of the biggest shows on NBC, if you're proactive with your career, then you make the most of it and grow your resume from there. Although I've received numerous opportunities based off my looks, it's my intellect, my personality, and strong work ethic that contribute to me getting hired on a regular basis," Feldman affirmed. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.